Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus were listening, said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that the disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It's the spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I've spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of the disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. You say the gospel says, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will have no life." So many of the disciples left him. And then Jesus asks, "What about you?" And Peter says, "You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Son, the Holy One of God." So it doesn't mean Peter understand what Jesus had said before. "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood." Jesus didn't explain to them that in the Last Supper he will consecrate the bread and the wine. He just said, "Those who do not believe do not eat and drink." So it's not a kind of symbol. It's a real body of blood of Christ. And that's why one of the heresies, they don't believe in the Eucharist. They said it's a kind of symbol. No. For Catholic belief, every species of the Eucharist is his body and his blood. And this is our belief. So we thank the Lord that we conserve this belief. And we try to live up. If we say we live the Word of God, that means to say we live the life of Christ. Christ is always opening himself for people. He always walks with people, consoling people, forgiving people. We have to do the same. That's what is teaching our Pope Francis all these years. Always have a heart for your people, for your neighbor. Always with the love of God, love of Jesus, to serve. Jesus says, "I come to serve and not to be served."